This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live.
Hey, don't bump your head on the microphone. It makes bumpy sounds.
Didn't make a sound, sorry. Yeah.
But also, like, sensitive, expensive audio equipment.
I thought you were saying my head is sensitive, so thanks, Captain.
Oh, also, yes, I mean, kind of like I'm watching out for your personal well-being as well, but
not
before I watch out for the expensive audio equipment. I just want you to be sure where my priorities are here.
Well, now I am.
All right. This is Free Talk Live. The telephone number, if you want to join us on the air, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
it's Bonnie.
And Chris.
We've talked about this most recent update about this case in Los Angeles where this private safety deposit box company has been raided by the FBI. The FBI now has to keep, of course, they want to keep all of it, I guess, or at least a bunch of it. Whatever they found
well,
in these
people. They've
got
to make it sound reasonable, so they're not going to want to keep it all. They're just going to keep 20% of it, right? Or 30% of it, something like that.
Sure. You know, they say they plan to give back some of it, but, you know, we'll see what happens. But I want to actually move on to a couple of different things.
Before we move on, sure. I did think of a reason that I deserve a cut if you bought some gold from Chris.
Okay.
If I protect you guys with my guns, well, here's the deal. I'm going to protect you guys with my gun, and you guys give me some of your gold.
Well, what if I don't want your protection?
Right.
Oh, you can't opt out, sorry.
Did I sign up for this protection service?
No, but I'm going to go to fucking great with you, and sorry, did I say that too fast? The restaurant in Keene. Keene Great.
Great. Just and, so, yeah, this enters now.
And, your house, or whatever. With my gun and protect you guys, and that's why you'll give me some of your gold. Yay!
And who is this that I'm getting protection from again?
The bad guys.
Well, you're getting protection from her from what she'll do to us if we don't give her the cut.
Oh, yes, that makes a lot more sense now. Reminds me of why I pay taxes.
Yeah, I still decline your very coercive offer.
Well, you can't, but...
I do anyway.
Watch it, she's going to use those guns on you.
Yes, I know. I better quickly run away with the cash now that you have the gold.
For the record, I don't own a gun and never have.
Even like a squirt gun? What a BB gun. Come on.
Do those count?
My little brother and sister had a
they are
BB
gun. I mean, cops have shot kids with Nerf guns, so I mean, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
with
so
guns.
Weird.
Yeah. Nerf guns. NERF, you know, the ones that kids play with that, you know, shoot basically foam darts.
Wait, so cops really have shot Nerf guns?
No. They've shot, like...
Oh, kids that had Nerf guns. You said shot kids with Nerf guns, so I was like, why did they do that?
I did say shot kids with Nerf guns, but you thought I meant it in a different way than I actually did.
Yeah.
Like, cops were armed with Nerf guns and were firing them at kids.
I was like, wait.
That's not what happened. Kids who had Nerf guns were shot at by police who had real guns.
Yeah.
Yes.
I've heard of that.
Yeah, if you're going to use a real gun, you better have somebody pointing, like, a real gun at you and not a Nerf gun, because they're hard to, you know, confuse.
He's coming right for me! Anyway, this from RT.com. This topic is a little bit old, and I believe this will talk in the future tense for a thing that has already happened, but shot heard around the world, El Salvador aims to become first nation to adopt Bitcoin as legal tender and may set global precedent.
Who do you think the next country they're going to invade is? You know, the United States.
El Salvador. We've got to go in there and liberate El Salvador.
Is no longer going to be in power very shortly here.
The president of El Salvador? We'll find out his name momentarily.
I don't know if this article is going to cover this, but I saw on Twitter some people were saying that there's a loan that El Salvador needs from the IMF. currently. So let's see if they get their loan withheld.
Yeah, I think so. I have two articles, both on El Salvador, and I want to talk about just El Salvador in general and what they're doing with these things. But the first one is that they've just announced that this is what they want to do. El Salvador is taking steps. I believe they took steps and became the first sovereign nation to adopt Bitcoin as legal tender alongside the U.S. dollar, potentially setting the stage for other nations to reduce central bank influence over their economies. Yay!
Yay!
This is the way.
It's interesting that they did it alongside the U.S. dollar. It sounds like they're like, please, they're adopting Bitcoin while saying, please don't invade us.
I mean, yeah. That's probably a very accurate assessment, Chris. They probably sat down, their finance people in this particular government in El Salvador, they probably sat down and went, well, we want to do this, but we really don't want to piss off the U.S. How can we do this and, like, sort of make sure that they don't do the things that we just joked about, that they were going to invade and liberate El Salvador and, you know, do some sort of a coup and eliminate the president of El Salvador and replace it with some figurehead that the U.S. appoints, because this is what the U.S. does. And I think you're absolutely right. That was them going, yeah, we're going to do this, but alongside the U.S. dollar.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably a very accurate assessment. A bill enabling El Salvador to recognize Bitcoin as legal tender has been submitted. And President Bukele said in a video message that was shown on Saturday at the Bitcoin 2021 conference in Miami, Bukele's political party has firm control of the assembly. In the short term, this will generate jobs and help provide financial inclusion to thousands outside the formal economy. So, yeah, the whole gist of this entire article is El Salvador, Bitcoin is legal tender, apparently. Now, okay, so what?
Yeah, I mean, what does that really mean?
Well, this from Bitcoin.com. El Salvador offers no capital gains tax and permanent residence to crypto entrepreneurs.
Wow, no capital gains tax is cool.
Right. Now, if you use cryptocurrency, capital gains tax occurs in the United States anyway when you transduce your cryptocurrency into U.S. dollars, is my understanding. I'm not a legal person. I'm not a lawyer. I don't work for the Fed, so that's my understanding of the situation.
I think their argument would be anytime you make a transaction, it would not necessarily converting to U.S. dollars.
Not currently. The capital gains tax currently kicks in, particularly with the exchanges. Right, so I'm talking like Coinbase and all that kind of thing. When you convert your cryptocurrency into U.S. dollars,
wasn't it?
That's the only time that it occurs. So if I had some, you know, I don't know, Bitcoin, and I threw it into some crap coin, and it, you know, made me 30%, you know, profit in that crap coin, and I changed it back into Bitcoin, and my Bitcoin just sat there, no capital gains tax kicks in. It's not until I transduce that cryptocurrency back into USD and put it into a bank account. Not USDT, not like a stable coin or anything, but actual USD, that's when the tax occurs. Because I could choose to just convert some of it, not all of it, right? So it's all about choice in that. The idea here, of course, what I'm trying to get out to people is, if you're going to transact in cryptocurrency, transact in cryptocurrency. Get away from the dollar. Don't transduce it back into the dollar.
Yeah, convince your favorite stores locally to take Bitcoin and help them out.
Start earning it yourself.
Start earning it.
So, El Salvador to collect no capital gains tax and offer permanent residence. President Bukele of the Republic of El Salvador made some interesting remarks yesterday on Twitter, where he answered some concerns and questions of people involved in the cryptocurrency businesses. The young politician has put the country in the media spotlight after appearing at the 2021 Bitcoin conference in Miami, announcing he would introduce legislation to make Bitcoin legal tender in the country. Bukele stated that because Bitcoin will be legal tender, there will be no capital gains tax for Bitcoin earnings, something that would entice cryptocurrency entrepreneurs and traders to bring their business to the country. In response, Tron founder Justin Sun declared his organization would be the first crypto group to establish an office in El Salvador. Interesting. I wonder how many other cryptocurrency businesses, or even ones that haven't, you know, that'll be startups, are going to start an office in El Salvador because of this. 603-283-6160. Are you a crypto entrepreneur? Do you plan to have an office in El Salvador? More Free Talk Live is on the way.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. Talk radio that you can control. Well, I don't know about that, but you can certainly call in to 603-283-6160. Did somebody crack a beer?
I think so.
Oh, Bonnie, are you drinking Natty Light again?
No, I'm drinking
Natty Ice.
Sparkling water.
Oh, all right. I'm just checking. The telephone number, of course, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Bonnie.
And Chris.
We've been talking about El Salvador, and not only are they making moves or have made moves, I'm unclear as to whether or not it's actually legal currency right now, but Bitcoin, El Salvador wants to make Bitcoin legal currency, and cryptocurrency in general, I believe, would be included within that. But furthermore than just that, they also want to offer immediate residence to crypto entrepreneurs interested in coming to and investing in the country. And they want to make it easier for anyone wanting to build or introduce a startup in the country to set up offices faster and with less paperwork. All of this, I say, yay, and give a round of applause to.
Yay.
We'll talk more about that. But first, Bitcoin.com is your best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now, click on Get Started right at the top of the page. Once you do that, you will find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer any excuse to ignore this important world-changing information. If you're already a knowledgeable crypto user, you can check out news.bitcoin.com to get the latest headlines of all the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a very slick and easy-to-use website. Visit Bitcoin.com. All right. We'll talk more about El Salvador, but first, let's go to Jack, who's calling from New Hampshire. Jack, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good. What's on your mind?
Always listen to the show. You guys are doing a great job.
Thanks.
Hey, I was calling about the conversation you guys were just having about the government seizing property.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know when they take your property for illegal activity, even though you haven't gone to trial yet or you are found innocent, they don't give it back. They keep it.
Yeah, we're well aware of this.
Civil asset forfeiture.
It happened to some of us 5 years ago, and we're getting some of it back now after, like, a lawsuit.
Yeah, it's crazy. Hey, you guys ever see the movie Kill the Messenger?
That doesn't ring a bell.
No.
It's based on a true story. You guys got to check it out. The CIA knew about people smuggling cocaine into the United States and started the whole crack epidemic. And they were funding money back to Nicaragua for the rebels.
Wasn't it the CIA doing that? It wasn't just like they were ignoring people doing it.
They were actively involved doing it.
Yeah.
Well, and
it was how they raised funds to fight a war, I think, that was kind of under the table, under the radar, like, because it wasn't funded through normal means of the U.S. government. So, yeah.
I don't know the status of it, but it's my understanding that there may still be United States troops that are protecting poppy fields somewhere in some foreign country.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Anything else, Jack?
No, that's it, man. Hey, thank you, guys.
Hey, thanks for the call.
We appreciate it.
Yeah, when I say government is the largest criminal on planet Earth, the organization-type government is responsible for the most largest and, you know, most outstanding crimes of all time, in all of history. The most amount of rape, the most amount of murder, the most amount of... You name the crime. Theft, fraud, you name the crime, government is responsible for the largest amount. And organizing society using monopoly on force is a horrible idea. A horrible idea. Just open a freaking history book.
But Captain, there's no other way to do it. That's what I learned in public school.
Voluntary interactions are, like, not a thing?
Yeah, voluntary human interactions happen all of the time. In fact, voluntary human interactions are most things most of the time. right? You're driving along, you're like, I'm thirsty. What are you going to do? Oh, I would like to get a beverage, all right? So you pass a plate, and you're like, oh, I'll stop here.
You're right, we should have the government working on that.
Do we need to, should the government be mandating that you stop for a beverage because we can't make the decision for ourselves to stop for a beverage?
How many people drive thirsty every day? We need the government to get on that.
I think you're right. I think we need the government's protection. I think we need a law that mandates that every day on your way to work, you have to stop at, what's your business? Mighty Moose Mart? I think the law should say you have to stop every day at Mighty Moose Mart on your way to work.
What Mighty Moose Mart, or you in particular, Bonnie, should do is spend a bunch of money to lobby politicians to get this particular law put in place. And that would give you a leg up on all of your competition as a business as well. And you might even crush some bigger competitors than yourself if you were to do this.
Yes. There's probably someone driving thirsty right now.
There probably is.
And that's a threat.
That's
to everybody. Your kids are going to die.
You're distracted if you're driving thirsty.
Exactly.
DWT, driving with thirst.
That's why you should support this new law.
That's how it works.
Yeah.
So
it's called brainwashing.
And why aren't people screaming from the rooftops if that's true, Captain, that government is the biggest murderer, rapist, theft on Earth? I think I have an idea of why. And the last caller kind of gave me an idea about it.
Well, the syndromes I call cognitive Stockholm dissonance syndrome. Now, I put them all together because cognitive dissonance and Stockholm syndrome are the two syndromes, if you will, the two things that attribute to people not shouting from the rooftops like, well, I am, basically, right? Me talking about this on the radio to, you know, over 200 radio stations, or around 200 radio stations nationwide, you know, countless numbers of folks listening online, watching on our internet streams, and some satellite channels as well. This is my form of standing on the rooftops and screaming this out because this to me seems like the best way to let people know what I have found. You have been deceived by these organizations calling themselves governments into believing, cult-like believing, that they are necessary in order for society to exist. Society and government are two completely separate different things. All society is people. That's it. It's just people. Right, government is a completely separate organization. You can have society without government. It's totally possible.
You can even have roads without government.
You can.
Yes. And they existed before government.
What I was going to say was, because the last caller, he's been victimized by the government. He's been in court, and they brought up fake past charges that he had, and they used it against him and things like that. I think that people don't shout from the rooftops until they're the government, or they're the victim of government, because they think it can never happen to them until it does.
Yep, and then they're alone. And then they fail because they were not standing up and fighting for everybody.
More Free Talk Live is coming up.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. Senior Democrat leaders issued a unified statement Thursday denouncing comments made by Minnesota Democrat Representative Ilhan Omar when she compared U.S. and Israel's war crimes to actions by the Taliban and Hamas. Omar issued a statement Thursday clarifying her comments after she was met with a flood of criticism from members of her own party.
On the heels of the release of Anthony Fauci's emails from early on in the pandemic, Senators Marsha Blackburn, Marco Rubio, and Tom Cotton have demanded that Fauci resign or be fired. Republican Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas on Fox.
Well, I'm reflecting what I heard from so many people across the state of Arkansas last week. They've lost confidence in Tony Fauci because of his repeated evasions and misdirection and politicized advice.
This is USA Radio News. As a glimmer of hope emerges, while the United States enters the summer with some of the lowest COVID-19 case rates in months, the country could pass 600,000 deaths as early as this weekend. A new report says the Trump administration forced Apple for Congress members' metadata. Wendy King has more.
House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff says he wants to find out more after a New York Times report revealed former President Trump's Justice Department subpoenaed Apple for the metadata of at least two members of that committee, as well as aides and family members, one of which was a minor. The Department of Justice was trying to find the leaks during the Russia investigation. Adam Schiff is calling for an inspector general to investigate. In a statement, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said the news about the politicization of the Trump administration Justice Department is harrowing. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
This is USA Radio News.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, it is Free Talk Live. Talk radio that you can sort of control. You can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. You don't have to talk about what we were talking about. You can, of course, but you can talk about anything. Anything at all. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
We've been talking about many things tonight. Most recently, we were talking about El Salvador and the fact that it seems they're legalizing Bitcoin as legal tender, but then also offering some incentives for cryptocurrency entrepreneurs to come and set up shop there, as well as startup companies and that type of thing, make it easier on them than other countries, other states, if you will. Now, it's still a government, of course, but I certainly welcome cryptocurrency to be widely accepted, because the more it gets accepted, the less of the large crimes that we've talked about last segment can be committed by these insane organization types calling themselves governments. So that includes war. So if you don't like war, if you're against war, if you think bombing people in foreign countries for oil is wrong, then stop using the state's money. Start using cryptocurrency. That's really it. I do want to, speaking of cryptocurrency, we've been talking a lot about it. I want to tell everybody that on March 16th, 2021, government agencies conspired together and raided the Free Talk Live studio, where I'm sitting right now. They also raided the Bitcoin Embassy, the homes of Aria DiMezzo, Renee and Andy Spinella, and Colleen Fordham. The Crypto Six were arrested and taken into custody. Ian Freeman spent 69 days hostage, despite the fact that, you know, supposed to be innocent until proven guilty. And the person named Nobody, formerly known as Rich Paul, remains a hostage to this day. What can you do to help? Well, you can visit thecrypto6.com. There's multiple ways in which you can donate to their legal defense fund because the charges these people face are not a joke. It's going to take a serious legal team and many experts to protect the Crypto Six from further aggression from the state. This case is very likely to set precedent that is going to affect the world of cryptocurrency for decades to come. You can help them in their fight for liberty and financial freedom by visiting thecrypto6.com. Again, thecrypto6.com. We'll talk more about El Salvador and many other things, but first, let us go to Mike, who's calling from Wisconsin. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mike.
Mic check.
No, we lost Mike. Mike is gone. Mike, I don't know if we're having issues here, but you are. We have a rule of only one call per night, but since you didn't actually get on the air, you are free to call back again and see if we can get you on the air. I'll have our engineering team take a look at the phone system, make sure it's operating properly. All right, so we were speaking about El Salvador. I just want to say I think it's awesome that at least somewhere, somebody is recognizing the, what's the right, there's a term in the technology world for when a new technology comes out.
Utilization?
No, it's called the first mover advantage.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So when, email came out, right? This was a new technology, nobody'd ever heard of it. And the companies who got in on it first made more money than those who waited to get in on it a little bit later. They put themselves in a better position to utilize the technology and understand it, and therefore they're better off as a result. It makes my heart all warm and fuzzy inside to see something like an El Salvador go, yeah, you know what, we're just going to do this because we know it does function as a currency. We know that people are using it. They're going to use it regardless of what governments do. Governments have been trying to take down cryptocurrencies for over a decade now with, I mean, the score is zero. Government, zero. Cryptocurrencies, thousands. You know, over 10,000 cryptocurrencies, I believe, exist, and more are being invented every day. So, yeah.
Wouldn't it be really cool to see, like, the script flipped and El Salvador becomes, like, the highest GDP and, like, the best standard of living?
You know, it's actually kind of interesting that you should say that. Theoretically, something like that could happen if things go the way they may be appearing to go when it comes to inflation and the U.S. dollar collapsing and so on. I'm not saying it is going to happen, but if it does, you know.
If people, individuals decide to use cryptocurrency, it's as easy as downloading an app, a wallet, Edge Wallet. Go find that, download it, you know, figure out how to get some cryptocurrency in it. You can buy some right in the app itself.
Super easy to use.
Super easy to use. There's a whole bunch of other wallets out there, too. It's just that's the one that is common around here that we use a lot. Go and get one of those. If people decide to use cryptocurrency, right, it will force these organizations known as governments to begin competing with each other to provide goods and services that they currently provide by use of force. And that only bodes well for the human population, right? Because these organizations known as governments claim to provide goods and services at the behest of coercion, at the behest of a gun, through taxation, through theft of your life force, because that's what money is supposed to represent. If people decide, no, I'm no longer using government currency, I'm going to use the people's currency. I'm going to use cryptocurrency because it doesn't belong to any government. Governments can't inflate it. They can't use it to borrow to fund their wars. It's going to force these states, these governments, to have to compete with each other in order to remain a viable organization at all.
And we were talking earlier about how the FBI, steals from people and keeps it. Well, if they don't have that anymore, if they don't have a monetary incentive to do such a thing, maybe they'll go be productive somewhere. Maybe they'll quit stealing from people.
Here's the thing. One of the things that crypto does is it makes it harder for the government to steal from everyone, right?
Right.
It's not that they can't necessarily come into your house and steal your crypto. They potentially can. However, it becomes extraordinarily more difficult to do so when you have to go into everybody's house and steal their crypto, right?
Yes.
Like, it's easier, it's much easier when the government says, they basically call up the bank and they say, freeze these accounts.
A lot of people don't know that the government can just do that.
Yeah, and they do it all the time, in fact. Yeah. It's a lot harder if they have to raid every single house every time they want to freeze a bank account or steal money from you. This enables everybody, if we work together, to hinder that theft.
Yeah, and I'd like to make something else clear, since we're talking about cryptocurrency and I haven't been on the program for a few days. There was a pipeline that was supposedly ransomwared, and the ransom was paid in cryptocurrency, Bitcoin specifically. There were several articles that said something along the lines of, the government cracked Bitcoin and was able to recover, I don't know, 75% of the ransom that was taken. That is not true. The government did not crack Bitcoin. Bitcoin itself is unhackable, or at least has proven to be unhackable to this day. What the government did, of course, was figure out somebody's password on an exchange.
It wasn't even that. So what happened was, effectively, the government... So
in the same way a hacker hacks your cell phone, they get your password or your, you know, whatever it is you key in to access your phone, in that exact same way. That's all the government did. They just obtained somebody's password, and then the funds were there, and they took them.
It was even less complicated than that. So basically, what's called an exchange, and the money was taken from the exchange, because the exchange handed it right over to the government. Had that crypto gone to somebody's personal wallet, it would not have been seizable.
Right, correct, yes, absolutely. 603-283-6160.
Don't use exchanges that cooperate with the government.
Couldn't agree more.
Exactly.
More Free Talk Live coming up.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback, and they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
There once was a man from Nantucket. Oh, I don't think I should finish that here, live on the air.
Is there a bad word in it?
Well, there's several, actually. There might be, depending on what the FCC deems inappropriate. But for those of you who know how that particular poem finishes, why, you're welcome. And I'm sorry, simultaneously. This is Free Talk Live. The telephone number is 603-283-6160 if you want to dial in and be part of the show. Get your voice on the air. Talk about whatever is on your mind. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
Sounded like you had something to say, Chris.
I just think it's always funny when you say, do you have a rotary phone?
I do not.
Does anybody have a rotary phone out there?
I'm sure they exist. In fact, when I was house hunting a little over a year or so ago, a couple of houses that I went and saw, like one of them had, it was an old rotary phone, and it was in a barn. It was disconnected, obviously didn't work, but it was there. And then another one had that was working.
Now, the next question is, can you even get pole service anymore? And do you even have any idea what that is?
I do know what those things are. I believe that you can. In fact, there is a... it's famous for chili. I'm not going to name the name, but it's famous for chili. It's in the Georgetown area of Seattle. They, behind the bar, have an old school, it looks like black cast iron rotary phone, and it still works. If somebody calls the bar at this chili shack, you hear the ring, and you're like, that sounds like an ancient ring. And it is.
Why does the ring sound different?
Well, because it's an analog bell.
Yeah.
Like, it's a mechanical thing inside of the phone. When the electrical impulse comes across the phone line, right, a little arm actually goes and hits the bell. It goes ding, 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 really fast, right? So it's an actual analog bell instead of a fake sound that's played over a speaker. There's actually a little bell inside of this contraption.
Cute.
Yeah. That's how phones worked back
in the day. That's how all phones worked back in the day.
So... But again, if you want to use your phone, 603-283-6160. We've been talking about El Salvador. of all places, going to make cryptocurrency legal tender, and also doing things that, like offering immediate residence to crypto entrepreneurs interested in coming in and investing in the country. This would make it easier for anyone wanting to build or introduce a startup in the country to set up offices faster and with less paperwork. So they're offering incentives now in addition to making it legal tender. While all of this seems like just talk to some, Bukele has the power to make it real. His political party, Grand Alliance for National Unity, recently won the parliamentary elections with a staggering advantage. He controls more than 70% of the Legislative Assembly, so any law project supported by him is likely to be fast-tracked.
Now, I am kind of curious. Is this MI-13, or is this, like, the government, like, what they, you know, like, which government is it? Because, like, I know, like, MI-13, which is, like, a gang in El Salvador, kind of runs the show.
Oh, yeah. So it is weird how outside of the U.S. there can be, you know, these sort of malicious gangs, if you will, and that eventually they become governments.
Yeah,
they just morph and like they get older and they're no longer teenagers with guns, and now they're like adults with guns. And like, oh, we should be a government.
Yeah, I'm kind of wondering, do you have to pay the MI-13 tax as well? You know, even though you're exempt from one of those taxes.
Well, in Mexico, I know that you have to, like, pay off the cartels if you own businesses.
Well, right, and that's what I'm kind of wondering. Do you have to pay off MI-13 gang on, you know, even though you don't have to pay off the government here?
I have no familiarity with El Salvador and their governance whatsoever.
Me either.
Outside of this offer to cryptocurrency entrepreneurs. Contrary to the stance more and more countries are adopting about cryptocurrencies, Bukele is profiling El Salvador as a cryptocurrency-friendly country with this move. The young politician definitely has the power and disposition to do so, according to many. With countries like the U.S. and China constantly targeting cryptocurrency startups and businesses with stringent or unclear regulatory frameworks, or even, I don't know, performing no-knock raids violently on properties and arresting people just for the simple exchange of cryptocurrencies. Sorry, I ad-libbed. That's not in the article. The proposal of El Salvador is poised to attract money from startups and projects now interested in establishing a presence in a crypto-friendly state. This move breaks with the trend of states and nations planning their own central bank digital currencies, which are not cryptocurrencies, by the way. Just because a government's currency says it's a digital currency doesn't make it a cryptocurrency.
Spot on.
Anyway, the function is to be a global digital complement for the existing fiat currencies. Speaking of these state digital currencies, which, by the way, most state currencies are already digital. Right? Yeah, they have some physical currency that they print, but there is not enough printed, minted coins, printed dollars in existence in the world to account for the amount of United States dollars that are on the books. It just doesn't exist. The majority of the United States dollars are already digital. At any rate, while the move is still only a proposal, it might mark a trend reversal, making other countries consider adopting an already established cryptocurrency to power their economies. It seems to be already working. Carlos Riala, a deputy of Paraguayan National Congress, recently stated that he would be presenting a crypto-related important project to advance Paraguay to the forefront of world innovation. So, I like this. This is one of the rare times when the predictable monkey-see-monkey-do of states, governments, might be helpful. And I say that because if they pull this off, you know, these two countries might spark other countries to do the same. Because usually when one politician sees another politician doing a thing and they get some press for it, they get some votes, they get, you know, they go, oh, that's what can we use for my campaign? I got a campaign. I got to run for re-election, right?
Not that this is anything concrete, but other Central American and maybe South American like politicians have been changing their profile pictures on Twitter to laser eyes.
Really?
Which, if anybody didn't know, it's people change their profile pictures to laser eyes, and it means lasering in on Bitcoin ever being worth $100,000.
Yes, I have that on one of my social media profiles. And
I have it on all of mine.
Not all of them, but on one of them. And I'm not taking it off until it hits 100,000.
I'm going to keep it. It's cool.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know how cool it is, but, you know.
I made yours, and it is cool.
Well, you did, and I mean, it is cool as far as the photo goes, but I would prefer to have actual laser eyes.
Okay.
You know, it's, that does something, right? Can I, you know, cut through, I don't know.
Captain, the fourth Powerpuff Girl.
Captain said. Call me a Powerpuff Girl. I did call you Sammy repeatedly, so I guess.
Yeah, that's fair.
Insults here on Free Talk Live. Didn't come here to be insulted, damn it. Oh, no, you did. Yes, you did. I'm talking to myself, of course. Are you guys, like, do you think that, like, we can see cryptocurrency adopted in other countries as legal tender, legal currency?
Yeah, because eventually the United States can't attack all of them.
Well, I mean, if these countries would just stop becoming countries so close to all of the U.S. bases.
I mean, of course, they're making money off of it. That's why they're next to the U.S. bases. But, yeah, I mean, yeah, it's I don't know. We'll see. It's the whole thing is just, what does this get you, right? Like, what does this get me? I don't know. It's kind of like one of these things where it's like, am I going to move to El Salvador in order to take advantage of this?
Are you a crypto entrepreneur? Are you developing a coin? Are you in the space? Okay, well, maybe it doesn't affect you. But what I am enthused about is these pockets of, I wouldn't call them protection, but these pockets of innovation, right? Because innovation is what sparked all of this in the first place, right? Necessity being that mother of innovation, right? It was the fallout of the 2008, we'll call it bubble, right? The financial collapse that happened in 2008 that sparked this whole cryptocurrency thing in the first place, at least according to Satoshi Nakamoto. And so out of that has come this solving of the Byzantine generals problem known as cryptocurrency, known as blockchain.
Yeah, I feel like this is only half of what needs to be done, and there's another half.
Hopefully coming soon.
Yeah, hopefully.
603-283-6160 is the phone number if you'd like to get on the program tonight. Hour number 3 of Free Talk Live is next.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.